Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
We have the interrogation of Jen Soto, which she, to me, is another extremely fascinating character. Of course, she has never been charged with anything as of right now, anyway. There is some immunity for some of her testimony. I believe what she even said in this interview we're about to take some pieces of looking at, is also immune from being held against her in court. Let's just kind of do an overall on that before we take a look at some of the clips. What was your impressions after watching the hour and a half of Jen Soto?
Yeah, right from the beginning, the thing that I was taking notes on it, and the thing I wrote, she is a master of denial. And this is something that has probably been her coping mechanism throughout life, which, of course, makes us wonder about her childhood. But this lady, you could hold the truth right in front of her, and she's clueless. And I think the important thing to say about denial is that it's not a voluntary defense mechanism, you know, where we get up in the morning and say, there's just a lot of things going on I'm not going to look at today. It happens unconsciously where a person just doesn't see the obvious. I think there's a big push online for her to be punished. And I think it's a natural response when you see a mother who does not protect a child in this kind of egregious way to want to punish her. Yeah. And I can completely wrap my head around that. But I have to say, I did see moments where the denial would crack, and then she seemed to go into overwhelming grief, which would have been appropriate from the beginning when Maddie was first taken. And we all said, you know, she just doesn't look that upset. But I think this is a lady who really is not very good at seeing reality. And some of that has to do with her own mental health problems, her own history. And, you know, we don't know all of that at this point.
Does that denial then dismiss her responsibility in this if she's not able to see what was going on around her where a reasonable person would have easily seen these sort of things? I mean, does that really like wipe it off the table? I mean, it just seems kind of ludicrous.
Yeah. I can't go with completely giving her the death penalty or something like that. And it may be if we knew her whole history that maybe even criminal charges just don't fit. If the lady does have bipolar, as has been alleged, that's very relevant. She is on reported from many sources on lots of medication that sedates her and knocks her out. And we don't really know how much of an abuse history she has had with Stefan, which is always very possible. In a lot of these interviews with her, initially, he was looming in the background. She seems intimidated by him, that she has to kind of comfort him and keep him soothed. So it very well may be that there should be some kind of consequences for her. But on the other hand, is prison the right thing? I think maybe there's some kind of middle ground with it.
I'm getting more and more there on her than I was. Originally, I was like, let's get out the pitchforks and burn her at the stake.
It's a normal response.
But yeah. I mean, and I think there needs to be some level of something going on here. Let's take a look at some of these clips. This is a little longer one. This is the detective and her talking about her constant prioritization of Stefan over Maddie in many strange ways. We'll talk about it on the other side. Let's take a look.
So he showed you photos of Stefan.
No.
First thought you had was to ask his father if he should get a lawyer?
No. I saw a picture. I didn't see the... I didn't know she was getting until yesterday. I saw the picture of the oral sex happening. And I knew that that was true, right? That's evidence. That's for real. That's fucking happening. But I kept thinking, they're going... I don't know why I can't tell you why my brain kept thinking, no, he didn't kill her. Not that he didn't kill her, but she's still missing. She's still out there. She was taken. Yes, he's done this to her, and that's not okay. But I swore she was still, I felt in my body she was still alive. She was still out there. I told Chris to get him a lawyer because I felt like you guys were chasing the wrong person. But you weren't. You're not.
He showed you a picture. The picture you saw, she was giving a blowjob to a grown-ass man. And you told his dad to get him a lawyer. Missing, right? Now you... But then you just thought she was missing. And we were showing you our investigative lead. The blowjob is... not consensual. Whether she wants to do it or not, that is not consensual. And you prioritized him again. You prioritized him by offering him or telling his dad to get him a lawyer. Not what the fuck did he do? Not, hey, we need to figure out what happened. No, let's protect Stefan.
I was in shock.
No, it's not shock. That is your natural instinct to protect Stefan. Okay? And if that's naturally how you react, that's fine. But that goes into what I've been telling you this whole conversation is I don't believe a lot of the things you're saying, and I don't believe a lot of the things you say you aren't aware of. And that is because you've now shown me twice that your first reaction, no matter what you were told or shown, missing and we're seizing a cell phone, or we're showing you pictures of her giving him a blowjob, your first reaction is to protect Stefan. So now, murdered by Stefan, you're aware of this. You were shown pictures of this. You were shown pictures of her body in his car with a seatbelt on, right? We have played it out for you. Now you're in a stage where he's in jail. You know she's passed away. And now you can feel emotion, right? Until that point, when you were shown that she was deceased, your continued first reaction is to protect this guy. You just said, I only saw a picture of him, whatever your verbiage was, I say blowjob, of his penis in her mouth, and your first reaction was, fuck. Oh my, victimized? No. She's being abused? No. It's Stefan needs a lawyer.
Yeah. It's bizarre, that sort of behavior to literally be shown a picture of your child being violated by an adult, and you're like, hey, how we gotta help him. How can you break that down psychologically for us?
Clearly a terrible parent. You know, this lady should not have had kids, and of course this pattern of protecting Stefan was something that had gone on since the beginning of their relationship. And I think she lives in a fantasy. She likely has her own history of sexual abuse. And as we've talked before, there are families where it happens so often, it just becomes normal. And even though people may know it's wrong, it's sort of normalized that this is just what people do. And so it's minimized. She said at one point, I guess I'm stupid and gullible. And it's like, yeah, we're all nodding, stupid and gullible. And it also spoke to me about her vulnerability with dependency, that she was really protecting him because she's emotionally dependent on him. Maybe not financially dependent on him because he didn't have any money, but she was emotionally dependent on him. And predators like this have a radar for vulnerable women who have little kids. And it's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It was interesting where I think we saw a crack in that moment. You had mentioned a crack earlier where you kind of see her almost like some of reality is seeping in. And then she very quickly, like, it feels like she fills that crack, you know, and then it kind of gets her back to her denial land. Very, you know, if you were listening to it, she's physically bunching her hands up. I mean, it seemed authentic. I mean, it seemed like this woman truly is in that level of denial about what's going on in her world.
Yes, and it made me think of people I've seen over the years when I used to work with a lot of sexually abused children, and I would meet mom. They were abused by dad, and I would meet mom, dad, or stepdad. And so many of the moms were like this. They were very impaired people, and sometimes not very bright people, and they had their own history of abuse. And I got to know them well, and they really didn't see what the rest of us would have seen. And so I thought her emotion was genuine at that time, but exactly the same thing. The denial would crack, you'd see her grief, and then she'd try to patch it back together. And several times said, but I still believe she's out there. I want to believe she's out there, you know? And it's like, not in reality.
Is it just they're so sensitive to reality that if they did take it in, they couldn't survive, like literally self-destruct? I mean,
very, very likely, because it has so much to do with the way they were brought up as kids and who their parents were. And often they hold this kind of idealized fantasy that they had a normal childhood, that they weren't abused. But when you really get into the stories of what happened, horrendous things happen to them, but they've denied it, they've minimized it, and they gloss it over. And it's really the ability of the mind to live in a fantasy.
It's amazing what our minds can do to try and help us survive. Let's look at one more clip here from that very same interview.
Stefan needs a lawyer. Who the fuck cares if we think he killed her? He's...
I don't know why I said.
But that's the problem. You don't know why. So the reaction in your mind is you are continuously protecting this guy. So why do I sit here and believe that you don't? Because right now, you know Stefan killed her. You know Stefan's been murdered. You know without her body, can he be charged with murder?
I don't know.
Exactly. So you don't know what we can do. Do I think we can charge him with murder? It's not up to me. Should he be charged with murder? Yes.
Please.
Does your role in her life lead this to happen? I'll be honest. Yes. Since she was a child, since her victimization started, it occurred under your roof and you acted like it didn't exist. And knowing how ongoing it is, knowing that you saw a picture of it, not just us telling you, not me and him saying, hey, listen, he's being... I think they had a bad relationship. They showed you a fucking picture of it. And you still protected him. So how am I supposed to not think that the thought process in your mind is until she's found, Stefan can't be charged with murder? Because we both now know that you don't want him to be charged with murder because you want him to have a lawyer.
No, I don't. That
part
was,
of the blowjob.
That was
oh,
then.
He can't be charged with murder.
That was then. Everything that you guys have shown me since then and have shown me that he's
so
alive.
So we have to show you a picture
time?
Of her dead in a car for you to finally not take his side? Do you not see where I'm coming from? Like, I'm not trying to be here, but it makes absolutely no sense that you were never. It is Stefan.
I don't know.
It's almost like, it reminds me of a superhero movie or something, or even like The Wizard of Oz pouring water. I'm melting. Like when she's confronted with that information of, look, you're responsible for this too. You've allowed this to happen. You did not protect your daughter. I know. I mean, was she really cognitively that distant from all of this that she had no freaking idea that this was going on in her home?
It's possible. It's possible. And I've seen it happen. And, you know, again, that means that she couldn't protect her kid in a million ways if she was that clueless. Who knows what else this kid lived with and was put through that we may never know. So, yeah, definitely not Mother of the Year. And the ironic thing is, if you had asked her before all this happened, are you giving your daughter a good home and a good life? My guess is she would have enthusiastically said, of course I am. I love her very much, you know. But this is a lady that's not normal.
No, that's the only way to describe it. Is she criminal? I think she certainly falls under the what we would consider that for what she did.
Yeah.
You know, but with all the other mental issues that are in there, I think you got to weigh that in there too. And this is someone who is just like shockingly that dumb. I mean, that,
yeah,
maybe that, it's that the wrong word
naive,
for it. Yeah.
It's inept, a very independent. Yeah.
Very simplistic way of putting it, but there's so many things wrong with her. And because of that cornucopia or recipe that made her, that really allowed her to be that distant. And that's scary.
It is scary. This was a person who should not have had kids.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, S-I-G-N-O-S.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.